Good evening, everybody. This is National Consultant Maksud Mir calling in from Missouri. Today I have the privilege of hosting the National Call tonight. It's the third episode of our leadership call. It's called Maximum Leadership. It's a five-part series. We started with Mr. Doug Parker a couple of weeks ago, and we had Mr. Ray Perez, National Consultant Ray Perez, last week. And today we have a doubleheader. Guys, it's an Easter Sunday. I know a lot of you guys are with your family together, and you've had a wonderful day. But guys, we don't forget to actually come in together for the Sunday call. I can tell you that for the last 9 years, this has been my Sunday regimen. Every Sunday night, I jump on the call there because I plan my week accordingly, because the Sunday call gets me going. So I want you to understand that today we have a very, very, very special two guests. This one gentleman that I'm going to talk about just in a second, he's an executive consultant, but he has a business that has national consultants in the business. He has multiple executive consultants. He comes from a country. He's going to tell you the story of all of his beginnings, the humble beginnings that he's had, and the tremendous success that he has had in Ambit Energy. He's a yellow jacket millionaire in our business. Guys, he is a Comma Club member, Pure Energy Award winner. He is the co-founder's Impact Award winner. He's been featured in the Success Magazine several times. And this is Mr. Executive Consultant David Belmar. I'll introduce him in just a second. We also have, and David's going to introduce, Ms. Estella Alvarado. She's an executive consultant with our business. She's also a Comma Club member, and she has won multiple five stars. In fact, Estella's going on another five-star trip soon. And she is an EC Power Team winner. So she'll be coming on too also. So if you guys are not within the reach of a pen and pencil paper, get a pen, pencil, paper. Tonight, you're going to learn a few things, guys. And those few things, I want you to back your truck up and pack up all the nuggets that David and Estella is going to give you, because guess what? The stuff that you will learn today will help you make money in this business. So without further ado, I'm going to invite Mr. David Belmar, executive consultant, on the call. David, are you here with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Maksud Mir, national consultant. What a pleasure of being here. It's an honor to be here tonight, and I want to express my gratitude to you, sir, and to our great friend and leader and mentor, national consultant Bram McClure, for initiating this call that have helped all of us grow throughout the years because of his initiative of starting this. I have been also participating in this call, learning golden nuggets and applying them to my business. So I am very, very thankful to you, sir, and to Bram McClure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving us your time on Easter Sunday. So, David, you know, a lot of people in Ambit Energy knows who you are, people who came in early in the beginning. They know very well, you know, your story, but a lot don't know. Please tell us a little bit about how you started this journey. I know it's a wonderful story, and I want to hear that again. And if you could give us a little idea about that, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Bir. Well, basically, you know, I'm going to do it in this fashion. I'm just going to talk a little bit about how was my life before Ambit, how Ambit came into my life, and how it has transformed entirely my life and my perspective. I was born in South America. Actually, I was born in Chile. Most people think that I was born in Puerto Rico, but I was born in Chile many years ago. And then after a few years of that, my father was looking for better opportunities. He was a dreamer, so he got a job and he moved to Venezuela. And then we spent a few years in Venezuela. And then eventually another opportunity happened in Puerto Rico. And that's when the whole family moved to Puerto Rico. And that's where I spent most of my life. I got there when I was 9 years old. But the funny part of this is that when I was going from Chile to Venezuela and then I went to school, I was always considered a foreigner, right? Because and then you'll have to fight at school. And then we relocated from Venezuela to Puerto Rico, then we will have to fight again because I was a foreigner in Puerto Rico. And then finally, I found home in Puerto Rico. For many years, I made all my professional life there. I spent more than 30 years working for corporate America, multinational corporations. Some of them were based in the U.S. Some of them were based in Italy. Some of them were based in the Netherlands, and so on. So during that time, also I had the opportunity of spending some 23 years in the military with the U.S. Army, in the infantry. So I learned quite a lot of amazing things about discipline, about casting a vision, and several things. So after spending so many years working for corporate America, you can tell that I was a slow learner because I didn't realize that working for somebody else, I will never have time and money freedom. I was approached by a good friend of mine that gave me a call. He has been transferred from Puerto Rico to DFW because he's working with American Airlines, and he invited me. Asked me to take a look at a video because he came out of a meeting where he had met some of the family members that founded 7-Eleven, and he was so excited. And he called me up and he said, David, you got to take a look at this. This is so amazing. I said, hold on a second. You know how busy I am. You know, I gave him immediately the time objection that we are so accustomed to get in this business. So he was very intelligent, and he asked me, listen, just do it as a favor to me. Take a look at the video and tell me what you think. So because he's my friend, I do it as a favor, and he ended up doing me the biggest favor anyone has done. So basically what happened was that after I watched the video, I needed more information. And then in order to validate that, I had to do a due diligence. So the next thing that happened was that there was an event happening in Dallas, Texas, and he invited me to take part of that. So I invited my beautiful wife, Arlene, to accompany me. I said, listen, let's take a 2-week vacation. Let's go to Dallas. Let's meet the company founders of this company. Let's find what this is all about, how real it is. So we did that. We participated in an event. We met the top income earners at that time, Brian McClure and Carlos Marion were doing the event, and then we went to the corporate office. We met Chris and Jerry, and we asked a ton of questions. We were able to participate in meetings, in presentations, luncheon meetings, and we were so excited. And then we went back to Puerto Rico and then started debating how to go about this, because at the time I was expanding my own traditional business with a couple of partners that we have initiated back in 2007, 2008. So we were in full expansion mode. And then I had so many things to consider. Eventually, we decided to relocate temporarily. I was able to persuade Arlene, my wife, that we should relocate for 3 years to get started to learn how to build this. What I will in the meantime, I will continue to build my traditional business in Puerto Rico. So I had a 5-hour commute on a direct flight every 3 weeks. I will spend 3 weeks there, 3 weeks here, 3 weeks there, 3 weeks here, during the time that I was learning the tools of the trade, the nuts and bolts, the basics about the system. And it was some challenging times, but it was worth it, because at the end of the day, after 2.5 years of building this in a very part-time basis, my wife was able to get a job here so that we could get to know people. We didn't know anybody here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area except for the person that invited us, who's a good friend. And then what happened after 2.5 years of doing that we had already promoted from marketing to regional, from regional to senior, and we were creating a big team. We started getting traction. And then she was able to retire from a day job forever. Okay, she started developing an eye problem. She told her boss that she didn't see herself working for them anymore. And that was the day that she finished working there. And she has never had to go back to work for anybody else. Of course, we got to work in AMBIT because we're passionate about helping other people do create a better lifestyle for themselves. So we kept building the business and we kept learning from all the trainings and the system and the leaders that had come and paved the way before us. And it has been quite a journey. One of the great things that we have enjoyed in this business is the ability to spend more time with family, being able to travel, to be able to be in control of our agenda. But basically, I would say that the biggest blessing of all, Mayor, has been that we've been able to pay forward by helping other people cast a vision, develop a better lifestyle for themselves, for their families. And we have seen them blossom. And we have seen people being transformed because of this incredible opportunity. Eventually, I was able to create a succession plan in my own traditional business. My younger partners took over the company after so many years. And then I have been able over the last 2 or 3 years, being able to enjoy more time with family and being able to expand the business in the Northeast, outside of Texas, and in some other areas. This has been quite a journey. So there you have it.
Yes, sir. No, you are extremely accomplished, and your team is very accomplished. So can you tell me that, you know, in your business, how did you grow this business, you know, with 3 weeks here, 3 weeks there, that difficulty itself, like, you know, how did you manage that time for between your regular life, regular business, and AMBIT Energy? Because this is a business that sometimes can consume you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, basically what we started doing at the beginning, during the time that I was here, I was able to plug in immediately to the weekly presentation that took place at the Sheraton in North Dallas every Thursday. So I will get there early. I will sit in the front rows. I will invite people. And it was incredible because, you know, I will get there early and I will start craning my neck back and forth looking for the guests that I had invited. And most of the time, they will not show up. So it was kind of frustrating. I will have a notebook, a pencil, and I bought at Best Buy, you know, a micro recorder, because at that time, in 2009, there were not smartphones that I remember. So I bought a micro recorder. I will get there. I will record the presentations in English. I will take notes. And I started translating those presentations to Spanish. And then I will start doing one-on-ones with different people that I will meet. I was meeting people at the bank. I was meeting people at the restaurants. I was meeting people at church. I was meeting people everywhere that I could meet people. And then I will try to develop, you know, an amicable personality, trying to develop relationships until finally presenting them with the opportunity. And that's how we started building a group. That's how we promoted. At the time, now that you ask me that, it's funny. Now I remember that because I was coming from a business traditional mentality, I was paying for an office, initially $500 a week in Las Colinas, and eventually I get another, a bigger office for $800, so that I could have a place where I could work when I was here, because I was used to that. I was not used to that working from home. So we had a desk, and we had a couple of desks, and then we will interview people there. We will do training there, and we had access to a training to a conference room. When the team started growing, we will start doing presentations in Spanish, and we started building people, building the business, training, and then eventually some leaders started coming up. And then I was asked at the moment, at a time in the Dallas presentation that was taking place on Thursday at the Sheraton, I met David Spina, and then he recommended me. He referred me with his mother, with Esther Spina, national consultant. And then she asked me if I will be willing to help her start a business presentation in Spanish in Fort Worth. And of, I said, of course, we started a presentation there under her leadership, and then working with some of her team members, and we started growing that presentation every Tuesday, and we did that for over 5 years. And out of those presentations now that started there, we have more than 15 executives, one national consultant. And this is so rewarding that, that you can say that, because you were able to, you know, go out of your comfort zone and start building something that you can have this kind of results now. It's so amazing that because of taking those initiatives, I was able to get to know so many people that were so kind enough, and they became people that will help me and mentor me, because they had, they were already successful in the business, and I started working with them, and that's how we got here. Now, that was what's happening when I was here, but the 3 weeks that I was there, I was working over the phone. I was taking care of the expansion of my traditional business while I was working in Puerto Rico, and then I will keep and maintain contact with the people over the phone, and then my wife will go to the presentations, and she will help us to the continuity of the business development. That's how we did it.
Wow. I mean, it's amazing, sir, that Arlene was so supportive of you to be able to do that part there, manage two businesses in two different countries, and you know, it's amazing, you know, perseverance. I mean, we respect perseverance in this country, and you, no one shows more perseverance in this business than someone coming from another country and starting something brand new, and, you know, and succeeding at the level that you succeeded, sir. So let me ask you one question here. I know you answered a few of the questions that I was going to ask you anyway. So how do you cultivate the leadership? You know, you have national consultants in your business. You have 15 executive consultants in your business. What are you looking for when you find a leader, and how do you cultivate them, sir?
Well, basically, when you ask me that question, the first thing that pops into my mind is that in order to identify leaders and develop leadership, there has to be people that is coming into your business that they got to be hungry. I think that's the first criteria that comes to mind. They got to be hungry, okay? But in general, you know, we have learned over time that there are some, we could say that we could summarize like there are three characteristics that people should have in order to become leaders in this business. And those are, they need to be willing. They need to be willing. They need to be willing to get out of the comfort zone. They need to be willing to get on the whatever it takes program. They need to be willing to stretch themselves, do things different in order to become leaders. And then the other trait or skill that needs to be developed or is that they need to be coachable. They need to be coachable. They need to stick to the system, and instead of doing innovation, concentrate on duplication, which is what makes the business grow. And then, just like I said, the first one is they got to be hungry. But how do we cultivate their leadership? By so simple as developing a friendship. If you make a friend, you have the possibility of having a leader in your organization. It's basically working relationship, knowing their dreams, being able to influence them with your example, leading by example, walking the talk so that they can plug into the system, being in the trenches with them together, facing the success and the struggles, the defeats, the being able to be in the grind, developing camaraderie, being able to have open communication, being respectful, have communication face-to-face, over the phone, and now most recently over Zoom after the pandemic. But in essence, working together, planning, setting goals, doing one-on-ones, because if you are the kind of leader that tell people what to do, but they don't see you doing it, it doesn't work.
Yes, sir. What powerful advisor. I mean, this is extremely, extremely powerful. And I am actually feeling that, you know, I'm learning more than anyone else, it seems like, you know, because you're telling me, you know, that walk the talk. I mean, that is so important. Most of us, you know, we don't walk that talk there, sir. Right? And I'm guilty of that a lot of times too, just like anyone else. So what difficulties have you faced in your time? You've been with Ambit for a while in leading others, sir. You know, some difficulties
okay.
that you faced there.
Well, I will say that at the personal level, the most difficulties that I had was that I was coming from a point that I have already been accomplished in doing other things in traditional businesses and working for a major multinational corporations. And this was a humbling experience for me because at the beginning, I was hitting a brick wall. You know, it was so funny because I thought that building the business will be to get it to put on a navy suit with a white shirt with a red tie and go downtown Dallas with a briefcase knocking on businesses so that I could talk to the owner. That was so funny because I had more rejection in the first 3 weeks that I was here than in ever before in my life. And then I realized that that was not the way to build the business. So it was a humbling experience for me to learn the way of building this business based on relationships and following the system. Now, after I overcome those initial brick walls and I was able to understand that I needed to stick to the system, the other issues that I had developing leaders was working with different personalities. I had to become more of a reader of how the different personalities played out, being able to build relationships and to focus on themselves rather than focusing on myself, meaning that I will have to understand what their dreams were, where they were coming from, what were their interests, and always putting their financial interests before mine so that they will know that I was coming, you know, from a perspective of honesty and integrity so that they will feel comfortable. So one of the major hurdles that we all have to overcome, and in my particular case, was how to deal with ego. Deal with my ego and with their particular ego. And there were so many instances that we could probably have another call to discuss those, but you know where I'm coming from. So there you have it. I think that in a nutshell, it's some of the major hurdles that I experienced in the business.
You are so right, sir. Managing their ego is a tough. Definitely. So
ego, ego is very interesting, man. Very interesting how to deal with ego.
Yes, yes, sir. We all go through that. So, David, I was going to ask you another thing. Like, when do you know that you have been the wind beneath their wings, and when can you let that leader go, or you know you're no longer having to hold their hand? When do you feel that? When do you feel that you've achieved it?
I will say when you see that duplication is happening in depth. Because really, you got to accompany them through their journey to promote to regional, senior, and sometimes, most of the time, until executive. But when you see that they get to a point that they already are doing the presentations, that they are doing trainings, that they're going out and showing initiative, and they are sponsoring people in depth, and there are more leaders being created in depth, then you know that you have a business that is working, and they don't need you to be around except for specific events and being there just to congratulate them. But it takes more time or less time depending on the leadership abilities and the hunger that the leaders have. Not everybody is the same. Some people do it faster, some others do it slower, and some others quit. That's the reality. It's the truth. Some people just quit. It's part of the process.
Truly, definitely. So I was going to ask you about casting vision. You talked about vision casting, and you did that in your regular life, and you had a powerful testimonial already serving the U.S. military, sir, and thank you very much for your service. That, what did it teach you about casting vision? What did your previous business teach you about that, sir?
Okay, one of the important things about casting a vision is so that you can have a direction. So, because we, as leaders, we must create a vision, okay? And then after we create the vision and we are committed with the vision ourselves, and that vision is in alignment with what Ambit is doing or Vistra is doing, then we need to communicate the vision to the people that we're working with. And then after we communicate the vision to them and we get feedback, then we must have the influence. We must influence people to commit to the vision for that vision to come to pass. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. And then if during that process there are things that need to be fine-tuned, then so be it. They've got to be fine-tuned so that it's in everybody's interest to make that happen. That, in a nutshell, is. But I think that we're getting to a point. I'm looking at the clock here, and I think that probably should be time, unless you think different, I think that we should introduce our guest speaker that we had tonight that is a great leader. She is a young lady, but don't be misled by her youth. She is an incredible leader. She is so committed. She has won, along with her husband, the EC Power Team Award. They have won multiple five-star trips. She's a Coma Club member, and she is no other than executive consultant Estela Alvarado, or like we call her, Estelita, because we love her so much, and I'm so proud that she's part of one of our organizations. Estelita, are you there? Okay, let's see. Well, these are the kind of things that happens when you are live, and today is a very special day because it's Easter Sunday, and while our good friend, national consultant, Max O'Meara, help us here.
David, yes, sir. Yes. I'm here, sir. And we have Estela. Awesome. Estela, can you hear us, ma'am?
Hello, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Amazing. Welcome, Estelita.
Hola. Muchas gracias.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me in the call. Well, Estela, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a few questions so that the audience can enjoy and listen to you and to your success, okay? And since we have so many new people joining in this call today that maybe they don't know your story, I would like you to share with us a little bit who you are, where you came from, what was going on in your life, and how you found out about Ambit, okay? Así que, dado que tenemos tantas personas nuevas aquí, Estela, que se unen a esta llamada, que quizás no conocen tu historia, me gustaría pedirte de favor que compartas con nosotros quién eres, de dónde vienes, y qué estaba pasando en tu vida, y cómo te enteraste de Ambit.
Bueno, antes que nada, muchísimas gracias, Anil, y muchísimas gracias, Ejecutivo David del Mar. Estoy muy contenta, muy emocionada, que de las emociones, mira, no se daba la llamada, pero aquí estoy, muy feliz, muy contenta. Hace un par de años que inicié mi negocio Ambit. Buenas noches a todos. Mi nombre es Estela Alvarado. Yo soy de Hidalgo, México. Cuando me presentaron Ambit Energy, me encontraba trabajando en tres trabajos. Trabajaba en restaurantes, también fin de semana como estilista. Así que cuando me hicieron la invitación de Ambit Energy, yo dije que no.
Wow. She's saying that she's so excited to be in the call here with national consultant Masoud Mir and myself, that she couldn't get to hear and she was not being listened. But that she is originally from Hidalgo, Mexico, and when she moved to the United States, she was working at three different places. Okay, she was working at restaurants, different restaurants. She was working as a hairstylist. And then when she was presented with the opportunity for the first time, she obviously said no because she felt she didn't have the time.
Y la razón porque yo tenía hasta tres trabajos es porque yo desde que llegué a este país vine por un propósito, para poder ayudar a mi familia a salir adelante. Y en casa, en ese momento, se necesitaba mucho dinero para poder sacar, en ese momento, tenía porque ya está en el cielo mi hermano, el más chiquito, él en ese momento se encontraba en una enfermedad muy, muy, muy grave y a lo cual se necesitaba mucho dinero y es por eso que tenía hasta tres trabajos. Y así que yo no quería algo más, decía no porque no conocía lo que era esto y decía yo estoy enfocada en juntar dinero y pensaba que trabajar así era la única manera de juntar dinero.
And the reason why I moved from Mexico to the United States and the reason why I was having three works here, it's because I had a purpose. I moved here because of a purpose. I have a family in Mexico with my parents and my brothers, and then they needed money. We needed money because one of my younger brothers at the time was very, very ill, and he was in need of medicines that were very expensive, and we as a family didn't have the money for that. And unfortunately, he passed away already, but that was the main reason why I was here working, so that I could provide for my family, my brothers, and my siblings, and my parents in Mexico.
Estoy juntada o casada con Rubén Velázquez, mi esposo en ese momento. Decidimos vivir juntos y necesitábamos el servicio de electricidad. Y mira, las personas, grandes amigos que nos habían compartido ya nos habían hablado de esta oportunidad, pues como recordarán, les dije no. Pero seguimos en contacto y cuando yo necesité de un nuevo servicio que en ese momento necesité para mi nuevo apartamento, yo les hablé a ellos, me pusieron el servicio, pero también nos compartieron la oportunidad Ambit Energy nuevamente.
So when I moved to the U.S., I moved with my partner. We are a couple, Rubén Velázquez and myself. And so when we were here and we moved to an apartment, we needed the electricity service. So we asked some friends that we have met here to provide that they were in habit to provide us with the service, and they presented the opportunity to us. That's how we got to know about Ambit.
Y él me dijo, $100 que tú te puedes ganar en la semana, ¿a poco no te ayudaría a tus gastos que tienes? Y yo recuerdo que dije, pues sí, porque en ese momento ni $100 nos sobraban. Así que dije, pues ese dinerito extra, pues sí me puede ayudar para la comida o la gasolina. Así que junto con Rubén dijimos, okay, vamos a intentarlo.
So basically, the main question that really made me think seriously about Ambit was when our friend Sergio, he asked us if $100 extra every week or more will help us to pay our bills and to be able to have a better life. And we thought about that, and that was the main reason why we started. We said, yes, definitely it will help us to be in a better position, being able to earn money every single week.
Pero yo decía, pero ¿cómo lo voy a hacer si no sé manejar, no sé hablar inglés, no entiendo mucho, no me sentía yo capaz de tener el vocabulario de hablar correctamente con las personas, no tenía tiempo y Rubén me dice, lo vas a hacer tú y yo así, pero ¿cómo lo voy a hacer? No sé, me dijeron, nosotros te vamos a enseñar, pero de igual manera yo me creía incapaz de poder hacer algo como esto de que es tener un negocio propio.
So I had a lot of doubts because I couldn't figure out how I would be able to do something like this. Because, at the time I didn't drive. I didn't know how to drive. I didn't know how to speak English. I didn't even know how to speak very well Spanish because where I came from, we speak a dialect. And I didn't have the time either because I was always working and I was asking Ruben, are you going to help me with do this? Because I can't feel how we can make this happen.
Y Rubén me dijo, sí, yo te voy a ayudar. De hecho, esa primera noche a él le enseñaron cómo escribir su primer cliente. Yo vi que él aprendió bien, bien rápido. Él es muy inteligente con la tecnología. Y yo me rascaba la cabeza y digo, ay, yo eso no lo voy a poder hacer. Y digo, bueno, tú lo vas a hacer, Rubén. Y al final, él fue el que dijo, no, tú lo vas a hacer. Y así fue que lo empecé a hacer yo, porque Rubén en ese momento se encontraba trabajando duro de 5:30 de la mañana, 6 de la mañana, que se iba de casa y regresaba hasta las 8, o 8:30 de la noche, y de lunes a sábado, así que él no tenía tiempo para hacer esto.
So the friends that invited us to the business, they told us that they will help us train ourselves, that they will teach us how to build the business. And then that same night that we decided to get started, they taught us how to enroll the first customer. And then Ruben, my partner, he did it in the computer, and I saw how he did it following the instructions of our sponsors. So that gave us hope, and we decided to start working, and we will have to figure out how to work it together because at the time Ruben was working diligently from Monday to Saturday, and he will get out of the house at 5:30 in the morning and will come back at night. So, at the beginning, we didn't have much time to build the business.
Pero la verdad es que en ese momento yo me encontraba muy necesitada de un dinero extra, aunque en ese momento también yo tenía muchos miedos. Yo me creía incapaz de poder realizar un negocio o algo como pues vender, hablar con las personas. Realmente me daba mucho miedo, pero sí tenía una necesidad muy grande que eso fue lo que me fue empujando a hacer. Y doy las gracias a las personas que cruzaron en ese momento en mi camino. Bueno, los líderes que me invitaron a este negocio, Sergio y Elizabeth Guzmán, que ellos me invitaron a ir a una presentación y a un entrenamiento, y fue ahí donde vi personas que venían de no tener nada y estaban logrando grandes resultados en esta compañía, y fue donde dije, oh, wow, si ellos lo pueden hacer, entonces eso quiere decir que yo también lo voy a poder hacer.
So the turning point for us was the fact that even though I had a lot of fears at the moment, I didn't feel that I was capable of doing this because I didn't have the vocabulary, I didn't have the experience. But on one hand, I had those fears that were killing me, but on the other hand, I had this need. This so big of a need in order to get a better life, and I needed the money. I needed to improve the conditions that we were living on. So my desire for a better life eventually became bigger than my biggest fears at that time. And what really helped us was the fact that our sponsors, Sergio and Elizabeth Guzman, they invited us to go to the business presentations and to go to the training events. And there we met other people that came from a humble beginning and that they have started also in a difficult situation with fears and without experience. And we were seeing that they were now leaders that were accomplishing great things, that they were making money, that they were getting promoted, and that gave us faith, and that make us increase our belief that if they could do it, that we could do it as well.
En el camino fui enfrentando ese miedo, fui gracias a que me compartieron a que aquí podía tener también un desarrollo personal, y fue así como fui trabajando de la mano, como aprender a escribir un cliente, cómo aprender a escribir un consultor, cómo dar mi primera tarjeta para un cliente, y fui enfrentando esos miedos que aunque en el momento les confieso que casi está llorando, lo hacía, pero era tan grande el porqué que decía yo, no, el miedo no me va a dar pues ese dinero que yo necesito para poder ayudar a mi familia, para poder salir adelante, o para que mis papás pudieran comer, o mis hermanos, así que dije, no, vamos a hacerlo, sí, sí se puede, y solamente decía, una, dos, tres, y vámonos a hablarle a esa persona, aunque me daba miedo, o no sabía qué decirle.
So, at that point, I realized that we needed to get full all in into the business, and I realized eventually that because of the personal and development program of the Ambit system and participating in the events, I was getting more and more confidence. And even though I had a lot of fear, my why was bigger than my fears. And then even I remember times when I was enrolling customers and consultants, especially customers, that sometimes I was even crying because how difficult it was at the beginning. But then with practice, and with continuing education in the Ambit system and continue to participate in the meetings, we started thriving in the business because I knew that I needed to produce the results, that I need to earn that extra money that I needed to send to my family in Mexico.
Y así fue como empecé, también empecé a aprender a manejar y empecé a ir a las presentaciones, a asistir. No importa si mis líderes no iban, yo siempre iba, a veces iba sola, pero no importa, yo iba, porque eso me inyectaba y regresaba y siempre venía con una idea o escuchaba una palabra que venía y lo llevaba a la práctica. Y fue así como fui llegando a los niveles como senior y fue así que tomé una decisión de dejar mis trabajos tradicionales y dedicarme a mi negocio.
So as I kept participating in the meetings and the team started to get bigger, eventually I got to the point that I needed to make a decision and decided to quit my job and go in Ambit full time so that I could continue to grow the business. And I will be present in every presentation, at every training. And if some of my people will not go or some of my leaders will not go, it didn't matter. I will be there and I will continue to promote the events and I will continue to promote that to my team. And then I promote it to senior consultants and eventually we promote it to the executive consultant level.
Y aunque cuando llegué a senior me como sentí que me estanqué un poquito porque dije, ¿y ahora qué voy a hacer? Porque estaba acostumbrada a tener un jefe, a que alguien me mandara y aquí iba a ser yo mi propia jefa. No fue fácil, pero nuevamente, les repito, yo tenía una necesidad que eso me obligaba a salir y hablar con personas desconocidas. ¿Por qué? Porque familia yo aquí en Estados Unidos no tengo. Conocidos solo eran los del trabajo, pero ellos fueron los primeros que me dijeron que no. Así es que fui con las personas desconocidas.
So when I after I promoted to senior and I started continuing to build the business, I have to make some decisions because what kept me wondering was the fact that I have been always working for a job, and they were telling me what to do. And now when I decided to start building the business full time, I was my own boss. I needed to set my own schedule. And at the beginning, it felt odd. But eventually, I just kept moving on because I realized that that was the only way that I was going to be able to produce the money that was required to fulfill my why.
Pero fue lo mejor que pude haber hecho porque gracias a eso, pues pude enfrentar muchos miedos o desarrollar ese potencial que tengo dentro que yo misma decía que no lo había, pero sí lo hay y la verdad es que se siente muy bonito y así fui llegando a consultor ejecutivo junto con esa llegada de consultor ejecutivo con un viaje 5 estrellas y la verdad es que yo dije, wow, yo pensaba que eso no lo iba a poder hacer, pero me demostré que sí se podía hacer.
So as I kept moving on that journey, I started helping other people. And then when I promoted to executive consultant after, you know, conquering all of those fears that I was feeling throughout the journey, it felt so great. It felt so awesome to be an executive consultant and also to win a 5-star trip. Because it was an incredible feeling, because when I started, I had so many feelings that I was not enough. And now to be able to realize that this was happening for real for me is an incredible feeling.
¿Y saben qué es lo que hice? Simplemente es enfocarme en ayudar a las personas, en ayudarle a esa persona a generar ese dinero extra, ayudarle a esa persona a ahorrar en su factura de electricidad. Solamente eso, clientes y consultores. Y las consecuencias, pues fue ese rango. Y las consecuencias también fueron esos ingresos adicionales o esos ingresos que me ha permitido poder ayudar a mi familia, no solamente de la parte de mis papás, mis hermanos, sino que también en la parte de su mamá de Rubén, ya que la mamá de Rubén es mamá soltera y tiene una hermana que ahorita está en la universidad y la que se encarga de los gastos, pues somos nosotros.
So in order for me to achieve all of that, what I had to do was to focus on helping other people save money or make money. In a nutshell, it was a matter of focusing on helping other people get what they wanted. So it was a matter of gathering customers and enrolling consultants, gathering customers and helping and sponsoring consultants. And that it gave us the results. It gave us the extra income so that I could fulfill my why that was providing additional money to my family. And then on top of that, we've been also able to help Ruben's mother, because Ruben's mother is a single mother. And then and now we are not only helping our parents, but we're also helping Ruben's mother. And there's a sister of Ruben that is attending college, and we're helping her as well. It's really amazing.
Y gracias a Dios, pues ahora ya tenemos 2 años. Cuando llegó la pandemia, pues muchos quedaron sin trabajo, los corrieron de su trabajo, pero gracias a Dios nosotros seguimos trabajando y ahí fue al revés. Rubén renunció a su trabajo y se dedicó 100% conmigo a nuestro negocio Ambit.
So after two years in the business and then with the past 2 years of the pandemic, a lot of people lost their job, and then we push the pedal to the metal, and then we have been thriving in our business. Our business has grown, and we have helped other people. And in the process of that, Ruben was able to quit his job in construction, and now both of us are building Ambit on a full-time basis.
Y hemos enfocado en ayudar, en seguir ayudando a más personas que gracias a Dios ya tenemos este año que pasó, salieron a 3 ejecutivas en nuestra organización que nos llevaron a consultores ejecutivos y nos sentimos muy, muy contentos, muy felices, porque no solamente eso, también se ganaron viajes 5 estrellas, al igual que nosotros. Entonces nos sentimos muy felices de ver cómo no solamente la vida de nosotros está cambiando, sino que la vida de los demás socios que están ingresando en este bello negocio de Ambit Energy.
So one of the most rewarding things that has happened for us is that because we focus on the growth of the people in our team over the past year, we have had 3 people in our team that have become executive consultants, and they are also enjoying the benefits of being an executive consultant in Ambit and having the extra income, and they're helping other people as well. That makes us very happy. It's very fulfilling to see that we also have been able to pay forward by helping other people.
Y seguimos ayudando a más personas. Antes nos sentíamos tristes porque decíamos que en Navidad o fiestas, cumpleaños, los pasábamos solos porque no teníamos familia aquí. Y ahora tenemos una familia extendida que gracias a Ambit Energy hemos conocido y que ahora ya no nos sentimos solos. Al contrario, cada vez la familia crece.
So we're so happy that we have been able to build an extended Ambit family. I remember at the beginning we used to, because we didn't have any family here, that we used to spend Christmas and our birthdays by ourselves. Now it's a party all year long, because now we have an extended family and we celebrate with them Christmas and birthdays and everything. It's very rewarding.
Así que pues nada, estamos muy contentos porque gracias a Dios, antes que todo, gracias a Dios, gracias a las personas, a esos grandes amigos que nos compartieron esta gran oportunidad, gracias a Ambit Energy, gracias a todos los líderes, un ejemplo como nuestro ejecutivo David Belmar, un gran mentor que siempre nos ha dado ese consejo o ese ejemplo de que si ellos lo han podido hacer, nosotros también lo podemos hacer. Otro mentor que es a Rey Pérez, que siempre está ahí apoyándonos. Y bueno, muchísimos, muchísimos que están ahí en el campo apoyándonos, dándonos ese ejemplo de que sí se puede.
So we're very thankful, we're very grateful to God. And we're also very thankful to Ambit Energy for this great opportunity, and to all the leaders and all the mentors that have helped us and have paved the way for us. I can mention as an example, our executive consultant, David Belmar, and also national consultant, Ray Perez. These are some of the leaders that have been there, among many others that have been there to help us throughout the years, and we're so happy that we continue to grow together as a big Ambit family.
Así que si Estela y Rubén lo han podido hacer, sabemos que todos ustedes nuevos que están ingresando también lo pueden hacer, o si eres regional o senior o ejecutivo, claro que sí se puede hacer. Y mira, puedes ganar viajes 5 estrellas, también ganarte el Easy Power Team como el que nos acabamos de ganar. La verdad es que estamos súper, súper, súper contentos, emocionados de seguir ayudando a más personas. Y pues nada, aquí seguimos, porque ahora vamos a la chaqueta amarilla.
So if you're here tonight and you're a marketing consultant or a regional or a senior, you know that if we couldn't do it, you can do it as well. You can also win a 5-star trips like we did. You can also win the Easy Power Team Award. And because we're so excited that we have our sights now put into getting that yellow jacket. Wow, Estela, that has been so amazing. Muchísimas gracias, Estela, por compartir eso. I think that you have covered most of the questions that I had here for you during your testimonial. It's been amazing. Congratulations. Congratulations to you and to Ruben. It's an honor to have you as friends, and that you are part of the Ambit family and our organization. This is so amazing. Mir, I'm going to turn it back to you because I think we're just running out of time here.
Yes, sir. No, thank you very much. Thank you, Estella. What a wonderful, wonderful. I have notes because how powerful of a lady she is. And Ruben Velasquez, and I've met him a few times too also. I've met Estella. They're the salt of the earth, the wonderful couple, sir. And what a story here. Guys, you learned some of the best things today that you could ever learn. I mean, books cannot teach you what you just learned from Mr. David Belmar and Estella. So, David, will you close us out for the evening with some final thoughts? Something we just have a couple minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just want to say that it reminds me of what John F. Kennedy said during his inaugural speech when he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." I truly believe that Ambit Energy with Vistra is positioned. We are positioned for our biggest growth run ever. You see, what happens is that after the pandemic, the world will never be the same. We, as a company, as a big Ambit family, as people, we have evolved many years fast forward into the future when it comes to the way we communicate with each other and we use technology. Now, what happens is that we can leverage on the power of in-person events. And we also have the flexibility of virtual events. You see, Ambition is coming up in 136 days, guys. 136 days away, we have our main event. We need to put all of our efforts in bringing back the magic, doing everything within our reach to have everyone in our team register for Ambition as soon as they announce the registration. And that's when I say that we as an Ambit nation should say, ask not what Ambit and Vistra can do for you, ask what you can do for Ambit and Vistra. Because the company has the financial backing, Vistra executives have extensive industry experience, we have the systems. Come on, let's be intentional about making this the biggest money-making opportunity on planet Earth. I say, and I encourage each and every one of us, that we must come up as one big army of entrepreneurs and execute the principle of unity of effort. I say it again, unity of effort is a principle, and we need to take Ambit Energy to the top. So with that, I just want to thank again National Consultant Maxud Mir and National Founding Consultant Bram McClure for these calls. Thank you so much. I see you, each and every one of you, at the top. Have a great evening and have a wonderful, productive week. And I wish you all the consultants and all the customers that you deserve.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it. Thank you, Estella. I'm going to open up the calls, guys. What a wonderful call today. I mean, it's just amazing that we have David Belmar and Ms. Estella. But I want you guys to thank them, profusely thank them, guys. Give me one second. Let me unmute everybody.